Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast, and don't miss out on new weekly episodes. Get into it, sisters.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. My name is Wellington Gomez, and I am your host. Here at Flipping the Table, the Real Housewives of New Jersey only podcast by the Reality Rundown. Oh my God, it's been a long time since we've done one of these episodes, so we're just happy to be back. Thank you to all of the castmates that listen to Flipping the Table. Our Spotify Wrapped came out recently, and just wow, all of the love that you guys show our podcast. And we know that the Real Housewives of New Jersey fans are loyal, so here we are, making more content and just being so thankful and so grateful that you guys are listening to us. So thank you so much. But with that said, what are the New Jersey streets saying this week, child?
You'll never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air.
This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish, and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I may be over the top.
Hi!
But I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours.
Payback's a bitch.
What do you think?
So start barking.
Blood may be thicker than water.
Love you.
But it's harder to clean when it spills.
But it's harder to clean when it spills. She ate that little tagline up. Anyways, so let's get into some hot topics, some New Jersey hot topics. First things up, OG Danielle Staub shares why she didn't expose Melissa Gorga. Danielle says Melissa Gorga has been sinister behind the scenes. Danielle Staub is revealing what production told her behind the scenes after her season 8 return to the Real Housewives of New Jersey and her shocking alliance with Melissa Gorga. Staub often spoke about being able to expose Melissa Gorga, but she held down until now. The Real Housewives of New Jersey alum has consistently had an off-and-off on again relationship with Gorga's sister-in-law, Teresa Giudice, which is why fans were perplexed by her alliance with Melissa. Staub was asked about it on Twitter. After you left during season 3-7, you repeatedly discussed the lengthy emails and recorded calls you have on Melissa. So why, when you came back, did you befriend her and even briefly work with her? Fraud PR. Robin, why? Why didn't you expose her? Someone asked Danielle this. Danielle replied that it was due to production and how they were treating her. She quotes, and I quote, because they brought me back in a limited role. They cut off my testimonials, making unrealistic demands, so I had to play nice in order to collect my dues, she said. So basically, Danielle insinuated that production made her play nice with Gorga to earn her money, going on further to say that she had to help Margaret Josephs and then Jennifer Aiden when they joined the show and not to be true to herself. And I quote, they tied my hands by bringing me back in a limited role, offering no testimonials, dictating I helped Margaret her first season and then Jennifer Aiden in her first season, she wrote, adding, I was told no when I asked to reveal it. And in this role, it restricted my ability to be my truest self. If I wanted to collect my dues, I had to play nice with Melissa. That's very interesting. Danielle has been known to be a little messy and a little untrustworthy. So I would say take everything with a grain of salt. However, Danielle also doesn't have nothing to lose right now. She's not on the show, and she's probably never going to be on the Real Houses of New Jersey ever again, because we are so far detached to the idea of Danielle Staub ever returning to Housewives. There's not much there to even... I don't see how Danielle returns more than a guest role, probably at a dinner or something. But I don't see that. I don't see that. There's no point. She doesn't fit the storyline. She doesn't fit this current cast. It's truly no point. So she has nothing to lose. And she could be telling the truth. But I find it interesting that she says that production was basically forcing her to play nice with Melissa if she wanted any type of role. That's very interesting to me, because a lot of people like to say that production protects Teresa. So it's interesting that Danielle is saying that that's not really true. They were trying to make me play nice with Melissa if I even wanted to be involved in anything. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Listen, I want to know from you guys, castmates. Do you believe Danielle? Do you believe Danielle? Moving on, Melissa Gorga accuses, and I quote, annoying Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14 stars of acting up for airtime. Many people are concerned about the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 14, and Melissa Gorga might be one of them. She's not necessarily concerned about herself, but the actions of her co-stars have raised some eyebrows to her. What do we know? And this is thank you to realitytea.com. What we know is that the Real Housewives of New Jersey will look different when it comes back. Melissa won't be dealing with Teresa Giudice and vice versa. Filming was apparently done between Team Gorga and Team Giudice, with the two never meeting in between. Melissa teased that the new dynamic of on an episode of her podcast. Melissa's guest was Real Housewives of New York, Erin Leachy. She told Melissa about her disappointment when her Roni castmates would gravitate towards the co-stars who is more popular in the episode, and Melissa could certainly relate. She said, "We definitely have people on the Real Housewives of New Jersey who, if they're starting to feel, especially this season, woof, if they're starting to feel less than or like they're not getting enough airtime or some sort, they'll just gravitate the complete other way because they're like, well, this will get me airtime. Is the most frustrating thing when it comes to Housewives. But I think that's what makes the show go around also," Melissa said. Basically talking about Jackie. Please raise your hand if you believe in your heart that Jackie didn't jump over to Team Giudice because she was about to get canned. Do you believe that? I think that Jackie enjoys being part of the show, but I don't think that Jackie would legitimately switch over to Teresa, to being friends with Teresa, just because she feels like that's going to keep her around. I don't think so. I don't think that Jackie would have, in a way, jeopardized her relationship with Melissa and Margaret just because she thought that she was going to get more airtime if she befriended Teresa. I just don't think so. I think that Jackie has a head on her shoulders. We saw that when she went against Teresa multiple times during multiple seasons. We know Jackie to be reasonable. We know Jackie to be intelligent. And also, we know Jackie to always be super confident and be intentional in where she stands. I don't think that her position in the show is making her move in any way. I think that Jackie has realized that it's a lot of BS happening. It's a lot of BS. And I think that we can all come to a conclusion, especially after last season, that Teresa was trying to move forward, but the other party was not trying to. And that's just the truth. At least that's what I took as a viewer. I feel like there was no energy from Melissa or Joe to try to make things better with Teresa. I think they like to feud with Teresa more than they like to be okay with her. If Melissa and Joe are not feuding with Teresa, then they have to feud with someone else. And that's hard work for them. That means they have to actually work. So it's easier for them to have beef with Teresa and make that the storyline. It's just easier. And I feel like that's how they see it. I think that Melissa is annoyed that one of her friends has switched over to Teresa's team. I think that Melissa is probably a little worried because something must have happened for Jackie to do what Jackie did. Simple. Something must have happened. And I think that Margaret and Melissa are a little worried of that. So they're discrediting her in the press. Oh, people trying to switch teams for airtime. Oh, people just being fake to just be on the show. Before the season even starts, Jackie wasn't even addressing the situation until the two of them started addressing the situation. I knew there was something wrong when I'm seeing reports of Melissa and Margaret both saying, alluding to the fact that Jackie's fake for switching. The moment I saw her getting negative critiques in the press from Margaret and Melissa, I knew that something went down that clearly explains why Jackie did what she did. So let's do some collateral. I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. But let's start feeding the press now. So like that, when those things come out, it's, you know. I wish that Jackie stays true to herself as this season is going to air. This season is going to be a very big season. So my advice to Jackie, stay true to yourself and see who's actually doing things for the camera and who's just being genuine. Moving on to the next story. Real Housewives of New Jersey's John Fuda suggests that Teresa Giudice should leave the show. Are you serious? I'm not even going to read the article. Are you serious? John Fuda. Is suggesting that Teresa leaves the show. John Fuda, someone that has only been on the show for one season, someone that is not even part of the show. This is called The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I get it. We emphasize the relationships of the house husbands a lot, specifically in this franchise. But husbands, don't forget it. This is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I don't really, like, to me, this is crazy. To me, this is crazy that a house husband is demanding that someone else gets fired. A housewife at that. Please know your lane. Please know your lane. I feel like house husbands should not even be doing podcast interviews if it's not with their wife. You're not the subject of this show. Your wife is. Who do you think you are to say that the OG of the show, Teresa Giudice, the reason why your wife even has a job right now is because Teresa started this franchise when she did. And you're demanding that she gets fired? Y'all don't even know what's good for this show, and it shows. What are all of y'all gonna do if Teresa's not there? And I don't even be agreeing with everything that Teresa be doing. I don't even be agreeing with everything, every way that Teresa moves. But it's crazy to me that a house husband is demanding or suggesting that any housewife gets fired. That's crazy to me. And for that, you should get fired. Because that's crazy to me. That's crazy. That's crazy. Please see yourself out of this conversation. You should not be recommending anybody to get the chop. Especially, no shade, especially when your wife is the snoofest on the show. Not you demanding that the biggest star gets fired, but your wife is boring. Make it make sense. Moving on to the next story. This is some sad news, but the Real Housewives of New Jersey alum Lauren Manzo, daughter of Caroline Manzo, was separated years before divorce filing. Lauren Manzo appeared on 5 seasons of the Real Housewives of New Jersey with her mother, Caroline Manzo, before getting their family spinoff, if you remember. So Lauren Manzo and her husband, Vito Scalia, are in the middle of a divorce. Sources are now saying that the two have been separated for over a year. Manzo, who appeared on The Real Housewives of New Jersey alongside with her mother, Caroline Manzo, married Vito in 2015. The two share a daughter, Marchesa Marky, together and had, for the most part, been trying to deny any rumors about there being issues in their marriage. According to sources close to the couple, their marriage troubles began a year ago. Vito responded to claims that the couple were no longer functioning as a couple by saying the following. This was in 2022. It's not true. We are married. We live together and raise our daughter happily. We would appreciate it if you didn't feed into the rumors in an attempt to protect our daughter from any unnecessary heartache in the future, he said. Despite Vito's claim, sources close to the couple state that Manzo wanted the split and that the two had been seeing other people. The same source claimed that Vito's family is not a fan of Manzo. And I quote, their divorce was a long time coming. A divorce source told the U.S. Sun. They've been separated for more than a year. This was confirmed in the court's document that stated that Vito and Manzo experienced irreconcilable differences for a period of at least 6 months, which caused the breakdown of their marriage. In Vito's statement in the documents, he went on to state, "It is apparent that the marriage should be dissolved as there is no reasonable prospect of a reconciliation." It's sad, but Vito and Lauren are done. They're done. They've been done for over a year. They've been seeing other people, allegedly. So why stay in a marriage that's not working for you? That's just simple. Why stay in anything that's not working for you? So I understand it. I completely understand it. I wish the happiness for both of them. You know, they really put out their relationship out there on the show. So shout out to them, and shout out to them for knowing what was best for both of them. And I hope that they're able to come around and co-parent well together for the sake of their daughter. But very, very sad news that Lauren Manzo is getting divorced and that, you know, they've been separated, child, and been dating other people. Whew. So the last story of the day. Melissa Gorga says that the Real Houses of New Jersey will be better and refreshing now that she and Teresa Giudice stopped playing nice. Melissa Gorga thinks that the new season of Irish ONJ will be a breath of fresh air now that she has stopped speaking to her sister-in-law, Teresa. During Saturday's Real Houses of New Jersey panel at BravoCon 2023, which featured only half of the cast, including Melissa and her husband, Joe, due to the ongoing family feud. Remember, they have to always separate the cast in two different groups. Melissa opened up about no longer speaking to Teresa and how that will impact the new season. And I quote, "You know what? It's hard," she said, of cutting Teresa and her husband out of their lives. "But I've come to a point in my life where, you know, you can try, you can try, you can try. But at some point, you need to protect your peace and you need to create a boundary. And I think that's what I did. And that's what we're doing. I think that, you know, when something is really toxic and it doesn't work for you and it makes you uncomfortable, you don't need to force yourself to be around it," Melissa continued. "It's okay to let something go. I am protecting my peace. We should all protect our peace. I think that's a wonderful thing, and everyone should do that." "It's very different from last season because there's not a lot of communication. So I think it's different and it's better. I think the fans will feel refreshed as well. I mean, weren't you sick of it?" As the crowd interrupted. "It's so much to describe right now, but I think everyone knows where we're at. Everyone's reading it. I think it's like I said, we're at a place of peace. I think everyone needs a minute. Everyone needs a break. And there's just a period on it right now." And then Joe says, "I'm always going to say I am a brother and I am a man. And I really wish that family would come together. What I want is the best. I have two parents in heaven and I would love for us to come together." I'm not buying it. Because the two of you said at that reunion last season in cahoots with the entire left couch, ready to annihilate Teresa. So now you have two parents in heaven and you wish everybody will come back together after you dragged her. And I'm not saying that Teresa is right in the situation or that Teresa is like scot-free. She played into it too. But what I'm saying is you can't say that you won a truce and that you want everybody to come together when you're actively adding fire to the situation. I think that's crazy. And I think that's gaslighting. Point blank and the period. If there was any level of reconciliation to be had in the future, there was no way that you could have done what you did in that reunion last year. There's just no way. Where do you come back from that? How do you come back from that? It's a lot of therapy. It's a lot of therapy that's needed between all of the parties involved to even get to a level where you can trust each other. I'm willing to give the new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey a chance on, in the sense of, I'm willing to watch this mess for one more season. But I don't know how we can live in a world where the two biggest stars of a show don't talk to each other or even are cordial. Let's see. Last season, they were able to coexist. And they communicated a little bit. But after that reunion, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And I'm willing to give them grace and willing to give them one season of trying to figure out the formula. But after next season, I don't know if I'm going to be devoted to the Real Housewives of New Jersey the way I am now. And it might be time to start at least looking for a recast to possibly change the dynamics of this show and bring in something fresh. Because right now, all of the storylines, all of the connections, this current cast, it's so divided and they hate each other so much. It's truly hard to even watch. And it's not giving what you think it's giving. It's not. And this is directly to all of the people on that cast. You guys think that you're giving iconic television? You're not. We don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want to see a show of a bunch of people that legitimately hate each other and they're just being forced to be around each other. That does not give. And I don't know where you think that gives. It doesn't. We don't want it. So something's got to give. Some things need to change and some conversations need to be had. But let's see how season 14 comes around. Let's see. Let's see. That's all I gotta say. Let's see. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Flipping the Table, the exclusive Real Housewives of New Jersey podcast where we talk all things Jersey. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Reality Rundown for all things reality TV and follow the podcast at Flipping the Table Pod for everything about our podcast. It's that easy, baby. Make sure that you, if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe. Give us a like, a thumbs up, like this video, comment, It all helps our algorithm. Thank you so much for always listening to all of the castmates. We love you so much. And see you next week or the week after. Whenever I'm going to come back at least twice a month with updates and, you know, the stuff that I hear from the Jersey streets. I'm going to come back at least twice a month. And then when the season starts airing, of course, we're going to have our weekly recaps, interviews, and et cetera. So keep tight because the season, the new season of Real Housewives of New Jersey is coming. And we're going to have a ton of new content and episodes coming to the podcast. Love you guys. Bye. Flipping the Table is hosted and executive produced by me, Wellington Gomez, co-hosted by TRR correspondent Kay King, audio and engineering by me, Wellington Gomez, production management by Dayanara Rodriguez. Flipping the Table is a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. For more podcasts like this one, search for the Rundown Media Podcast Network everywhere you listen to your podcast. Make sure to follow Flipping the Table on Instagram at Flipping the Table Pod. And if you are a fan of reality TV, make sure you follow at The Reality Rundown for all the latest headlines.